Tomorrow is a big day for primary elections. There will be votes in six states. In the next few minutes, we're going to walk you through the biggest races, and we start in Pennsylvania. Republican Governor Tom Corbett is considered one of the nation's most vulnerable incumbents. So the primary there will decide which Democrat gets to take him on in November. NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
In his first term, Governor Tom Corbett apparently failed to wow Pennsylvania voters. His poll numbers remain consistently low. That has Democrats here optimistic, and one name in particular is becoming a lot more familiar.
I'm Tom Wolf, and I'm determined to give Pennsylvania a fresh start.
Businessman Tom Wolf dominated the airwaves early on, spending more than $6 million of his own money. That made Wolf a target for his three rivals in the primary. State Treasurer Rob McCord accuses Wolf of turning the election into an auction.
If it's 100% predictable that if you just bring more money to television, you're going to be the nominee, I think the Democratic Party could be in trouble in the fall.
With few ideological differences between the candidates, the primary debates turned personal. McCord accused Wolf of supporting a racist mayor. Wolf countered that when he learned about the mayor, he convinced him to drop a re-election bid. Another candidate has pointed to Wolf's lack of political experience. Congresswoman Allison Schwartz says she's the one who knows how to get things done at the state capitol.
We cannot take a risk of someone who is untested, unproven, in bringing leadership to government. It is different than running a business.
Wolf says on top of running his family's large cabinetry business, he was in the Peace Corps, has a PhD in political science, and was appointed state revenue secretary.
Actually, I've had a very broad experience in things, and I think if I am unqualified, somebody like me is unqualified to hold public office, then I think that's a serious indictment of our democracy.
Wolf has maintained a double-digit lead over his rivals, says Chris Borick at the Muhlenberg College Institute of Public Opinion.
Wolf's strategy of getting out early, getting on the airwaves, establishing a positive campaign has held pretty well for him in the polls.
Borick says that positive first impression could also make Wolf a strong Corbett challenger in November. Tomorrow, one key thing will be how much support Wolf garners in Philadelphia's suburbs.
They're just so powerful in terms of the number of swing voters, the overall size, and the number of voters in those areas that they often really dictate what happens statewide.
Jenkintown, Pennsylvania is one of those suburbs. On the street, Republican Allison Gifford says she's a swing voter, but she has questions about Wolf spending his own fortune on the primary.
I feel as though the candidate who threw the most money behind their campaign and got themselves out there early is now the front runner. And does that necessarily mean that that's the person qualified for the job?
Even many Democrats don't seem satisfied with the race so far.
I'm disappointed by the negative tone.
The back and forth frustrates me. I really get tired of the arguments.
But Larry Fornacci and Meredith Swierczynski say despite that, they're pleased that whoever the Democratic challenger will be, they'll take on a vulnerable Pennsylvania Republican. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Philadelphia.